Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the story of Hannah's prayer for a child and how she dedicated him to the Lord. Today's Bible passage is from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 26 to 28. Then Hannah spoke up. "Excuse me, my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here near you, praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord granted my request. Now I, in turn, give him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be dedicated to the Lord." Then they worshipped there before the Lord.
You know, sometimes life surprises us with difficult situations, and we can't help but feel desperate, as if there is no way out. I think we can all relate to that feeling at some point in our lives. And that's exactly how Hannah felt in the story we just read. Hannah was in a situation that brought her deep pain. She was unable to have children, and back in those times, being childless carried a certain stigma. It must have been really tough for Hannah to deal with that societal pressure. But she didn't let it break her spirit. Instead, she turned to the Lord and made a heartfelt plea. Imagine Hannah standing before God, pouring out her heart in prayer and asking for a child. She had faith that God would listen, and you know what? He did. The Lord answered her prayers and blessed her with a baby. What an incredible moment that must have been for Hannah. She must have felt an overwhelming sense of joy and gratitude. But here's where the story takes a really interesting turn. Hannah didn't just bask in the joy of becoming a mother. She made a promise to God. She vowed that if he answered her prayer and granted her this child, she would dedicate him to the Lord. Wow, talk about a selfless act of faith. Hannah kept her promise. When her son was old enough, she brought him to the temple to be dedicated to the Lord. She fulfilled her commitment and showed her deep devotion to God. It's truly a beautiful story of trust, gratitude, and fulfilling promises made to God. As I reflect on this story, I can't help but feel inspired by Hannah's example. Life can be tough, and there may be times when we feel desperate and hopeless. But just like Hannah, we can turn to God in those moments. We can have conversations with him, pour out our hearts, and make promises. We can trust that he is listening, just like he heard Hannah's plea. And when we see blessings in our lives, when God answers our prayers, let's be grateful and faithful, just like Hannah. We can dedicate ourselves to him and use our blessings to be a blessing to others. After all, there is nothing more fulfilling than being able to make a positive impact on the lives of those around us. Hannah's story reminds us that even in our most desperate moments, we can find hope and strength in our faith. We can trust that God hears our prayers and that he is working things out for our good. So let's have the courage to approach him, to be vulnerable in our conversations, and to have faith that he will guide us through whatever challenges we may face. So my friend, let's take a moment to reflect on Hannah's story and the lessons it teaches us. Let's remember that we are not alone in our struggles and that we have a God who is always ready to listen. Let's have faith, pour out our hearts to him, and have courage, knowing that he is with us every step of the way.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, in moments of desperation and uncertainty, we turn to you just as Hannah did. We pour out our hearts before you, knowing that you hear our every prayer. Like Hannah, we come to you with faith, believing in your power to bring light into our darkest moments. Lord, we thank you for Hannah's example of unwavering faith and devotion. Despite her pain, she trusted in your goodness and made a promise that she fulfilled with joyous obedience. Help us, Lord, to emulate her trust and dedication in our own lives. Just as you answered Hannah's prayer and blessed her with a child, we ask for your guidance and blessings in our own struggles. Give us the courage to make promises to you, knowing that you are faithful to fulfill them. Help us to recognize your hand at work in our lives and respond with gratitude and faithfulness. As we reflect on Hannah's story, may we find strength and hope in knowing that you are always with us, listening to our prayers and guiding us through every trial. Give us the courage to approach you with vulnerability and trust, knowing that you are our ever-present help in times of need. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. As we part ways, friends, let the message we shared be an inspiration to us and others. Share this podcast episode with friends who might need to hear this message in their life. Until next time, may the peace, love, and joy of Christ be with you always. Goodbye, and God bless you all.